Welcome to this MAGA message for RFK Jr. supporters. I'm Mike Adams, known as the Health Ranger. Many of you might be familiar with my work. I've been arguing for 24 years almost for many of the same things that RFK Jr. is advocating for. I've interviewed him several times. I promoted his book very strongly, helped to make his Fauci book number one best-selling book, worked with his publisher to help spread the word about the book and so on. And I've been warning about toxic food ingredients and the harm of vaccines, you know, for over two decades. I'm voting for Trump because the Democrat Party has become a danger to human liberty with so much censorship, with even the rigging of the nomination process against RFK Jr., and how the Democrat Party is now essentially in bed with big pharma and big war, you know, the war machine, the military-industrial complex, and big tech platforms that are censoring people. And, you know, the Democrats today have really, they've abandoned what Democrats or classic liberals always stood for. That's why RFK Jr. left the Democrat Party. But I wanted to record this special message for you, RFK Jr. supporters, because I've noticed a lot of people asking a question on Twitter, asking, will MAGA make good on their end of the deal, whatever the deal is? There's not an official deal. But RFK Jr. has endorsed Trump. He's taking his name off the ballot in 10 swing states. And this is going to not just help Trump. This is the decisive victory for Trump. In other words, RFK just handed Trump near certainty of victory, barring, you know, some other crazy thing that happens between now and then. And RFK Jr. did this in a selfless way. He put the nation ahead of his own political ambitions. He showed incredible courage, and I believe he transcended politics. He knows this is not about left versus right. It's not Democrats versus Republicans. This is about humanity, and this is about us as human beings being able to have a future without being subject to this for-profit industry of disease and food additives and diabetes and endless toxic vaccines and everything that big food, big pharma, and big ag stand for. So one thing I want to share with you that I'd like you to know is that the vast majority of Trump supporters agree with RFK Jr.'s positions on big pharma and vaccines and food additives and toxic ingredients and so on. Trump himself, I believe that Trump's lack of recognition of the harm of big pharma was one of his weakest areas. It was the area actually where I criticized Trump the most. I'm not a celebrity worshiper. I'm not a groupie. I'm not a cultist. I don't get in line behind people because of their celebrity status. I have a rational, reasoned-based approach to who I support and who I do not. And I openly criticized Trump for many years here about Operation Warp Speed and about Pfizer. Now, Trump never pushed vaccine mandates, and he opposes vaccine mandates. But early on in his administration, he was very much, you know, pro-vaccine. I don't think he is now. That's changed dramatically. And more importantly, among Trump supporters, there is widespread recognition that those vaccines, the COVID jabs, mRNA, are extremely harmful and especially harmful to children. So in case you're wondering, will Trump supporters help support RFK Jr.? Will they reciprocate what RFK has already done for Trump? The answer is yes. Wholeheartedly, yes. And I, for one, am openly urging Trump to appoint RFK Jr. to head of HHS. HHS, Health and Human Services, oversees the CDC, the FDA, the vaccine court system. You know, it oversees the NIH, which is approving of grants for so-called research. As head of HHS, RFK Jr. could have an impact on this nation for generations to come that would be so positive He would help end corruption in those agencies. He would reconfigure their priorities. He would stop what's called regulatory capture, or at least he would do his best to stop that. Put a dividing wall between Big Pharma and the FDA, or Big Pharma and the CDC. And this is something that I've dreamed of for many, many years. I've argued that we need to stop direct-to-consumer drug advertising in America, which allowed Big Pharma to control mass media during the COVID years. You know, brought to you by Pfizer. Remember that? Every 5 minutes on TV. It would also put RFK in a position where he could halt this insane emergency use authorization fraud abuse by the FDA. The EUA rules were completely ignored by the FDA. And there were crimes committed by top people within the FDA and the CDC. And one of the things that RFK Jr. could do is just release all the internal emails, memos, and documents related to that. And there are plenty of attorneys out there who are happy to submit FOIA requests if RFK Jr. needs a request that he can answer, that he can say yes to. Tons of attorneys who'd be happy to do that. Even I've got attorneys who would be happy to do that. So, again, the answer is yes. Trump supporters absolutely support RFK Jr. and what he is trying to accomplish. In fact, for many of us, RFK Jr. joining Team Trump, this is now the best thing about voting for Trump. Seriously. I mean, yes, there are certain policies that Trump has that I do strongly agree with, which some of you may not agree with. And that's okay. We don't have to agree on every single thing. For example, I'm very much pro-Second Amendment because I live on a ranch and I believe in self-defense. I live in Texas and we're on our own very often. We need firearms to protect ourselves and to protect our animals. I've got goats, you know, I've got chickens. We need firearms. And that's not the only reason to have firearms, but for Democrats to come along and say, well, we're going to take away all your guns because we live in cities and we have, well, I guess they've defunded the police, so they don't really have police anymore either in many cities. But for Democrats to come along and say, we're going to take away your guns, people like myself are like, no, you're not. I'm sorry, we're not down for that. There is something called the Second Amendment. We're going to fight for the Second Amendment through the ballot box. And Trump is pro-Second Amendment. So that's a big deal for me. It may not be a big deal for you. But that's okay. We have common ground. And the common ground is so important for the future of this nation that now MAHA, or Make America Healthy Again, M-A-H-A, this is, I believe, this is the beginning of a powerful movement. It will be the driving force behind real revolution, you know, peaceful revolution in this country to tear down the fascist connections between big government and big pharma, big agriculture, the pesticide industry, the herbicide industry. Did you know that I run a food science lab? You know that we manufacture clean foods at healthrangerstore.com and we do laboratory testing more than anybody I know, maybe more than anybody in the industry. And we test for glyphosate. And I actually worked on a method for the quantitation of glyphosate. For those of you who are mass spec scientists, we managed to do it without using post-column derivatization. So it was a breakthrough. And anyway, we have a laboratory method to test for glyphosate that's really amazing. We test for heavy metals. We test for E. coli and salmonella. I'm all about food safety. I'm a published food scientist. I'm the author of a number one best-selling science book on Amazon called Food Forensics. That was a few years ago, but it was a top-selling book. Also, I'm the author of survivalnutrition.com, and you can download my free audiobook called Survival Nutrition if you want to hear all about using herbs and nutrients and superfoods for, you know, preparedness and survival. So when it comes to food safety and food ingredients or toxic additives, pharmaceuticals, the over-medication of children with psychiatric meds, you know, the mass medication of people with harmful statin drugs and so on. You know, RFK Jr. and myself are pretty much reading from the exact same page. We're going to agree on 99% of that stuff. And like I said, I think this is the best thing about the Trump administration right now is RFK Jr. So when it comes to a great match, this is a match made in heaven. I'm so thrilled to see RFK Jr. joining with Trump. I think RFK Jr. made history, really. I think he transcended politics. And I think Trump was very, very wise to extend his hand and realize the value of this partnership. You know, the Democrats, the DNC, they could have had RFK Jr. as their nominee. And probably he would have won the general election. That's my guess. Because he's such a strong candidate. But, you know, RFK Jr. won't tolerate all this corruption and bribery and kickbacks and profiteering of the pharmaceutical industry or the food industry, the pesticide industry, the war industry. But the Democrat establishment, they're all in with all that, plus censorship too. And RFK Jr. could not tolerate the censorship. So the DNC and RFK parted ways. And just like what happened with Donald Trump himself, a former Democrat, and just like what happened with Elon Musk, a former Democrat, and just like what happened with me, a former left-wing person when I was in college, I supported Bill Clinton. I did not realize what was happening. I was 22 years old or whatever. I had no idea. Bill Clinton seemed cool to me. And so I was, you know, a left-wing, like a Democrat supporter at the time. Plus, you know, people like Bob Dole just looked like ancient dinosaurs to me at the time, being so young. It was like, there's no comparison here, right? But all of us, myself, Elon Musk, Donald Trump, RFK Jr., we have all come to realize something. The Democrat Party as it exists today is a danger to American values. It's a danger to our freedom. It's a danger to our futures. It's a danger to our freedom of speech. It's a danger to all of us. We must together defeat the Democrat establishment. And in doing that, we create a future for our children and our grandchildren. We bring back America from the brink of total destruction, where America has a chance again. And that's why this matters. So again, to answer your question, will Trump supporters reciprocate? Will they support RFK Jr.? Absolutely. In fact, many Trump supporters would support RFK Jr. running for president himself in 2028. And what RFK is doing right now is so presidential. It's such high integrity. He demonstrates such leadership and spiritual courage in this that, like I said, he transcends politics, but he sets himself up for running for the office of the presidency in 2028 and potentially winning that. Remember, Trump is a one-term president. Trump's one term. I mean, this is his second term. So this is the only one he's got left. He can't run again. What about J.D. Vance? I don't know. J.D. Vance doesn't have the experience that Trump has or that RFK Jr. has. So J.D. Vance might be viable, you know, 4 years after that. Or who knows? Maybe he'll run in 2028. But RFK Jr. puts himself in a position that is incredibly powerful for 2028. And RFK Jr. is of the age, I think he would be 74 running for office in 2028, if I have his age correct. And that's younger than the age of Trump right now, I believe. So yes, RFK Jr. could run for president in 2028. And think about that. If he can get things done in HHS for 4 years under President Trump, think about what he could get done as president as well. So on a practical level, I am, number one, encouraging all RFK supporters, if you live in swing states, the 10 swing states, vote for Trump. Vote for Trump, and that creates a pathway for RFK Jr. to change America for the better and also to put him in position for the White House in 2028. And then for those of you who are Trump supporters, if you live in a deep, deep blue state like California, where Trump is certain to not win, vote for RFK there. Vote for RFK. Give RFK a boost in those deep blue states. Why? Well, because that takes away votes from Kamala. Again, Trump's not going to win the state anyway. And in some states, if enough Trump supporters voted for RFK, let's say, Washington State or Oregon or California with 55 electoral votes? What if every Trump supporter voted for RFK in California? You realize that Kamala could lose California? That would take away 55 votes from the Democrats, hand them to RFK, and it would give an electoral victory of over 270 to Trump. It would accomplish all those things at the same time. That is absolutely a viable strategy. So I'm encouraging all Trump supporters in the deep blue states to vote for RFK, even though it will take away from Trump's overall popular vote. That's not what actually counts, because we operate under the Electoral College system. So there's a pathway for Trump to get 270 electoral votes, or if not a lot more, 320, 330, 340, you know, in that realm. And there's a pathway for RFK Jr. to win a state, which would give RFK Jr. electoral votes. And that would give him and his independent party, you know, a lot of credibility. It would help him qualify for federal funds for the next election. It would help him get on the ballot in every state in the next election. So you see, we can help each other and we should help each other. And this is why we're joining hands here together, folks. We may not agree on every single thing. I mean, I could name some areas, you know, like energy or Israel versus Palestine or, you know, oil drilling or whatever. There are going to be different differences in the positions. None of these are as important right now as saving America from the outright tyranny and corruption of the Democrat Party. We can solve those other problems together with a sense of reason and rationality, some negotiations, some compromise, and so on. We can do that together, but only if we save our nation first. Saving our nation is going to mean voting for Trump in the swing states and also in the states where it's close. But in the states where Trump will certainly not win, the deep blue states, it's great to vote for RFK Jr. in those states. So I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you to all of you RFK Jr. supporters who are supporting Trump. If you're going to vote for Trump in the swing states, God bless you. You're doing amazing things for this country, and you are earning goodwill from all the people on the MAGA side. People like myself, we see your courage. We see that you are extending, you know, this olive branch. We see what you're doing, and we honor it, and we will reciprocate it. We will help you as you have helped MAGA or the Trump camp. And there's so much we can do together that's good for America, good for our children. So much we can do. So thank you for your support. And check out more of my podcasts and interviews at brighteon.com. That's the free speech platform that I founded. It's the word bright followed by E-O-N, brighteon.com. Or you can find me on Rumble or naturalnews.com. Thank you for listening. Take care. We've got new protein products available for you at healthrangerstore.com. Check this out. You're going to love this. This is formulated with Boku Superfood. This is the organic super protein vanilla. Now, this is the vegetarian or vegan friendly format of protein. And look at the main ingredient here. It is organic pea protein and then coconut sugar, Sacha Inchi protein powder, vanilla bean powder, and so on. This is very clean. You know how a lot of proteins have issues with arsenic or sometimes, you know, contamination with glyphosate or sometimes E. coli. These protein products, like everything we sell, are tested for heavy metals as well as glyphosate, E. coli, salmonella, various microbiology, and we manufacture this ourselves. So it's not outsourced. We make it in-house with our clean room standards, with our epoxy floors and our non-porous walls and all of that to meet the most stringent requirements for clean food manufacturing. And then we ship it out of Texas. So we've got organic super protein vanilla here available. And then also there's another version, which is chocolate flavored. Here it is. Organic super protein chocolate. And you know, cacao prices are going up, but this is still relatively affordable. And look at the ingredients. Here we have organic pea protein powder and then cacao powder. Organic coconut sugar is a low glycemic sugar that you'll absolutely love. It's very rich, it's sweet, but doesn't spike your blood sugar in the same way as processed white sugar. So this is a ready-to-go mix. You just mix this in with a blender, mix it with water or like a blender bottle or anything like that, and you'll have a drink ready to go. We've also got, of course, whey protein. I'm showing these. Yeah, whey protein. This is my favorite. I use that in my smoothie every day. That's what's actually in this smoothie right here is whey protein and avocados. And then we've got pea protein there by itself. Also, if you want to do your own flavorings, I like to add bananas. I like to add flaxseed or maybe cacao, maybe vanilla. But there are a lot of other things that you can add to that in order to make it more of a superfood recipe. But that's up to you. So whey protein, pea protein, and then the organic super protein, vanilla, and chocolate available now at healthrangerstore.com. Remember that every purchase helps support this platform so we can continue to bring you a message of truth and courage for humanity. And remember that our slogan is healing the world through clean foods. So we focus on bringing you the cleanest, the most nutritive, dense foods and superfoods and personal care products that can help you stay clean and healthy for a very long, joyous, prosperous, and abundant life. You can find all of that at healthrangerstore.com. And I thank you for your support.
Your own government has the power to activate a kill switch on all telecommunications, instantly shutting down all private phone calls and texts. An EMP weapon or solar flare can achieve the same result. Rolling blackouts or permanent power outages will also take out the power supply to cell tower antennas, rendering mobile devices all but useless. During these emergencies, how do you stay in touch with the important people in your life anywhere on the planet? The answer is the Bivy Stick at SAT123.com. The Bivy Stick is a two-way satellite text messaging device that uses a satellite constellation, not cell towers, to send and receive text messages. It works anywhere on planet Earth, including in war zones or blackout areas. In unpredictable times, the Bivy Stick helps you stay connected when it matters most. Visit SAT123.com to get one while they're still available.